How does PwC take your company to the leading edge? We bring the sharpest minds in tech to your team, so you can bring the ideas that will transform your business. We are passionate about your industry, so you can walk into any room with every advantage. We're with you every step of the way, so you can know you're headed in the right direction. At PwC, we build for what's next, so you can get there now. Let's get started at pwc.com/us/leading edge.
Everything you know about diet, nutrition is wrong. Everything that you know about the Middle East is wrong. Everything you know about future of work is wrong. Everything you know about XYZ is wrong.
Ooh.
Wow. That's a lot to process. Could it be true? And if it is true, how could I be so wrong, so dumb, so ignorant, so uninformed, so misinformed, so malinformed? What about this one? I've forgotten more about XYZ than you'll ever know. That one's a little bit more extreme, a little bit more aggressive, kind of right on the nose. But the idea that everything that I know or I thought that I knew about a topic is wrong, I see that bantied around, not an inconsequential amount, and more so as of late. So it got me thinking, is that true? What is the context of that? It's such an interesting thing. And I think about if that is true, and why wouldn't it be true? How could that be? And then you realize it's actually pretty simple, if you think about it, because the internet is in its infancy still. Certainly across the history of humanity on planet Earth, just the last 20 years or so, is very, very brief. And thanks to those internet historians out there that have been using it for the last 50 years or whatever. But for the majority of us regular people, the internet's pretty new. And so more so than that, just the last couple of years after COVID or even during COVID, things started to shift a little bit. And your traditional sources of truth and information and I guess that's it, information, news, truth, opinion, all these things, the balance or where we're getting that has changed so dramatically. It used to just be we'd watch the evening news and then we'd read the paper in the morning, and that kind of bookended all of it. And I didn't necessarily have access to any other information. And now today, you fast forward, I don't know who watches the evening news anymore. I don't know if there's a lot of Tom Brokaws and Peter Jennings and whatever, whoever anymore. And that's that morphed to the Fox News of the world and the CNNs of the world. And now here we are, where a lot of people are getting their news and their information from websites like X and TV or podcasters like Pod Save America, Joe Rogan, and, you know, there's certainly a lot of people who are now popping up. So it's just different. So when you think about it in the context of that, where it used to be a walled garden and, for lack of a better term, secret information that only certain people had, and now all of a sudden the dams have broken and a lot of those walls and those walled gardens have come down or become transparent, however you want to think about it, we just now have access to a lot more things. And while I think long-term that that is good, I think it's brain-breaking in the interim as we're trying to understand and grapple and harness, pick up all of this stuff. So if in fact everything that I thought that I knew about XYZ is wrong, what do I do with that? What do I do with that? I think that there's certainly a lot of people out there that are going to dig their heels in and say, no, thank you. I am an old dog and I will not be taught, nor will I learn any new tricks. I'm going to ride and dance with who brought me. And then there's people who say, oh, wow, I'm very open to new information. I'm interested in interrogating and challenging my long-held and existing beliefs about not just this topic, but everything. And it's a very, very open-minded approach to it. And then obviously, there's everybody else kind of in the middle there. So what do we do? Why is it important to be challenging assumptions? And then we recognize that if we're interested in doing that, there is value in saying, you know what? What if the opposite of what I believe is true? That's a super powerful question to ask. What if the absolute opposite of what I think is true? And for every different thing that you're thinking about, half the country probably thinks that. Abortion. You think that it's great. I think that it's terrible. Well, okay. Let's examine that. Affirmative action. You think it's great. I think it's terrible. And I'm not saying that that's what you think, nor am I, nor is that really what I'm thinking. I'm just throwing some very, very popular topics out there to illustrate the point that half the country thinks one thing one way and the other half thinks the other way. What's the best way to police our communities? What's the best way to educate our kids? What's the best way to work? Is it remotely? Is it a hybrid? Is it in the office? You name it, we are challenging all of these assumptions. So what if I found out that everything that I knew or thought that I knew about a topic was wrong? Would I be able to handle that? So everything is always changing. Knowledge is evolving over time. The internet is accelerating that process. We've got so much access to so many diverse perspectives, not only new or information, but then different perspectives on that information, different interpretations on that. So when we are challenging assumptions, we're not just correcting errors. It's about expanding the way that we're thinking about it and becoming more adaptable in what is and what will be an ever-changing world, every aspect of our lives. So there's immense benefits to this. We have to keep learning if we want to keep growing, if we want to keep enjoying professional success, if we want to have deeper relationships, and if we desire deepening relationships with other people, we need to continue to learn about not only ourselves, but then the other people that we are interested in. We are not static. We are dynamic. We are capable of changing our minds. And so therefore, while it's a bit of an aggressive thing to tell somebody that what they know or what they think that they know is wrong, I think it's of immense value. Why not red team or steel man the opposition's argument? Where are they right? Where are they wrong? Challenging our assumptions is really, 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 really hard. We human beings have a tendency to search out information that confirms what it is that we believe, known as confirmation bias. So instead of just looking for an objective take on something, we have a tendency, and I do this also, to just seek out information that validates my existing line of thinking. Cognitive dissonance tells us that it's uncomfortable to have our beliefs challenged because it creates internal tension within us. That's a real thing. Got cognitive dissonance going on with everything most of the time. And then we also have this illusion of certainty, which just means that we feel pretty secure in our knowledge. And when we accept uncertainty, well, that's a hard thing. It's hard to say that what I thought was wrong or could be refined, whatever it might be. It's not easy. So I could certainly think about lots of times where I had assumptions about the way that things were, the way that people are. I knew that I fell for the Iraq thing, hook, line, and sinker. I can remember George W. Bush talking about how folks in the Middle East didn't like us. They hated us because they hate our freedom. I think that was the line. So we needed to get over there and bring democracy to these folks. And I was wrong about that. So plenty of times, but that's just that's a quick one that came to my mind. But I know that if I look through, and now I'm thinking about it, there's plenty of times in just nutrition. and exercise that I thought that one way to do it was the proper way to do it. And in fact, I've now discovered that it was quite the opposite. You know, for the longest time, we all thought that fat was bad and that sugar was okay. So we had all these fat-free products back. This was 20 years ago, probably, if not longer. And now we've kind of come full circle where we're realizing that maybe sugar is, in fact, a big problem and fat, not necessarily a great thing. But who knows? Maybe we'll find new information tomorrow and that will all be turned on its head as well. So it's not easy to do this stuff. But we have to have a process for evaluating and educating ourselves. And I believe that that process must start with a sense of curiosity, childlike intrigue, curiosity, as opposed to going into things with a sense of distrust or cynicism. If we could approach new topics that way, with that of curiosity instead of being judgy about it, I think that that's better. So I can ask myself, you know, what do I not know about the Middle East, instead of assuming that I know everything, because I don't know anything about it. So this one's easy for me. But what do I not know about Ukraine? I don't know anything about it. I know nothing about it. What do I know need to know about China? I don't know much about it at all. So this one's easy for me.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
And just not being married to our beliefs and being honest with ourselves and to give ourselves some tough love and to challenge ourselves a little bit. And then it'd be helpful if we looked for more diverse, credible sources. And this, we're having this really interesting conversation right now about who are the experts and who should I be listening to? I'm not that person because he or she is not an expert. And a lot of the time, it's the expert class who is saying this kind of stuff. And I can understand why somebody who believes themselves to be an expert would be frustrated by somebody who is not an expert per se or traditionally having conversations about a topic. And I'm not saying that that's not interesting. But I'm also saying, but I 1,000% believe that everybody has the right to be thinking about these things. And in fact, I think that it's a shame if we're not using our brains to try to process some of these things ourselves and come up with our own opinions and our own thoughts on things versus just accepting somebody else's view on it. Because that somebody else has their own unique set of biases and lived experience and all that stuff. So I think it's really valuable to try and seek several multiple credible perspectives from people. And we are not hurting for expert opinion or rather different takes on things these days, from blogs to books and articles and podcasts and videos. It is all around us. So if you can just figure out how to not just take the first opinion that you hear as gospel, looking for and seeking out the other side of it. It's not always easy to sit down and listen to somebody that you think you really disagree with, or that you think that they are wrong, or that you think that they're stupid. But it's of value to try to figure out why it is that they think what it is that they think. Because again, for each one of these issues, roughly speaking, half the country thinks the opposite of what you think. So maybe they're all crazy, but odds are they're just coming from it from a different perspective, and it will be valuable for you and I to better understand that. So many different ways to do this. If you are looking for information about something that is, what is the right term for it? Like, if you were interested in strength training, if you wanted to become stronger, then there are so many different people that you can turn to in courses and different learning platforms on like Coursera and Udemy, and there's LinkedIn Learning. So if you wanted to learn about strength training, if you wanted to learn about digital marketing, if you wanted to learn about investing, there are so many different ways that you can dig into these things. I don't know if there's a course on Israel Palestine or not. Probably just a lot of talking about that kind of thing. I don't know if there's a course about abortion, but you can certainly learn about the funding behind that kind of thing, the funding behind abortion. You can learn about the actual incidents and how often it's happening and when it's happening. And so there are opportunities there. But for what, I just don't know what the term is, but if you wanted to learn about what the best way to invest is, if it's investing in multifamily apartment buildings or if it's single family homes versus, geez, I'm really interested in flipping homes. So within the world of real estate, you know, should I do Airbnb rentals? There are absolutely plenty of places you can go and learn about these things. Same thing with strength training, same thing with investing. So if you're somebody who says, well, my family, we do real estate investing, we think that's the best way to do it. Well, why not dig in and learn about stock investing? And I'm not saying that you're all of a sudden going to become a stock investor, but maybe you will learn about a new way to diversify some of your assets. So it could be a good thing. So I think that if you're serious about it, there are lots of different ways for you to go about gathering new information in a way that's easy and digestible and palatable. I'm not saying you to go enroll in a course at a college or a community college. There are literally courses right on just at your fingertips. And there's free videos, and I think you get the idea. I've been talking about, still, always, about critical thinking and the importance of, just recently I did a video about teaching our kids how to think more critically, because I think that that's going to be an essential skill, as it always has been, but even more so as we go into the world of artificial intelligence and just technology being able to do a lot more things for us. I believe that having really strong critical thinking skills is going to be of far greater value than knowing some kind of a technical skill. Like, do you think that knowing how to code is going to be a really valuable thing in the future? Maybe, maybe not. Like, AI is certainly going to be able to code way better than I ever would be. That doesn't mean I shouldn't know how to code. It just means that maybe I have that technical knowledge, but then I also increase my ability to think critically about things. So when we talk about that, it's, you know, it's sussing out whether or not an emotion, or rather an argument that I'm thinking about or having or about to engage in, are we focused on emotion? Are we focused on facts? How do I think critically? And that's really a lot of what we're talking about here, is having the ability to think critically. Because if, in fact, everything that I thought about or everything I knew about XYZ topic is wrong, okay, fair enough. I'm going to accept that that could be true. So I'm going to dig way deeper. I'm going to ask questions and suss out and try to discern what is actually true. What is the best course of action for me? When we apply things, knowledge, when we apply knowledge, that's when we retain it. So if I can test out a new idea in a real world situation, that's nothing but a really, really, really positive thing. So whatever it is that you're learning about, try applying it, even if it's doing a small little experiment, I think it'll really help you to better understand it. Each of us doesn't like to be wrong. I don't know that I don't mind admitting when I'm wrong. I like to think that I do it all the time, especially when I'm actually wrong, and that happens quite a bit. But just becoming comfortable with the idea that being wrong is not a failure. It's an opportunity for growth and for learning, and it's also a way to really humanize yourself. Nobody wants to spend time with somebody who's a know-it-all. I despise that. I freaking hate people that are know-it-alls. They don't take in any new information. It just goes around them. Have you ever seen a big rock in a river? Have you ever gone canoeing down a river and you see a large rock sticking out? The rock is not getting moved by the water. The water is just going around it. And that's like when you're talking to somebody who's a know-it-all, you could be giving them information, but it's just going around them. It's not absorbing into them at all. It's just the rock and the water are just separate entities. And for know-it-alls and dummies like that, new information is just going around them. It's not being accepted, nor is it being absorbed or retained or anything else. Being wrong is not your enemy. It is your absolute partner in all of this. It is your ally. It's part of the learning process. Sticking with our rock talk, it's just the next step. It's a stepping stone. Being wrong. Okay. Move fast and break things. You get the idea. It's okay to be wrong about things. Next. So how do I do that? I think that reframing the failure, reframing being wrong as feedback and mistakes as feedback, every time that you realize that you're doing that, it's a really positive thing, and that leads to humility. And if you're going to be somebody who's learning and a learner, and you're going to get to the truth, we need humility. And that's that spectrum. It's like when you're young, you think you know everything. When you're older, you realize you've got a lot to learn. And then the expert level is that I don't know anything about anything at all. Like, my goodness, thought I knew everything. I thought I sort of knew stuff. And now I realize that I don't know anything at all. It's an amazing thing. So we need to be humble about this kind of thing. And if you're not right now, if you don't think that you have a lot of humility, this is a big opportunity to be focused, to be learning something new. So stay humble. The more we learn, the more we realize there's so much more to discover. So I think that as you are discovering different areas, and I think it's a really healthy and valuable thing to examine your really firmly held beliefs and to play this game. What if everything that I know about or think that I know about X, Y, and Z, X, Y, or Z, X, Y, Z is wrong? Huh. How could you go about taking the other side, playing devil's advocate, steel manning the other side, red teaming the other side? What could you do to educate yourself? Hopefully a lot of the things that I've been talking about. But I think that humility, all these things, such an important thing. Because as we are trying to figure out what's true and what's not, we are discovering and realizing that the information that we've been served up, not necessarily always the truth. It's not necessarily designed for our benefit. A lot of it is simply to keep the status quo, and to keep the incumbents right where they are. There's a lot of financial interests at work, particularly, and it's all really important stuff. What I put into my body, how I exercise and keep a healthy body, how I overcome pain and discomfort and maladies. What am I doing? Am I just popping a pill? Or am I going to move beyond that paradigm of everything is solved pharmacologically to maybe there's some different ways to do this? Or maybe you thought that the only way to earn money was this. Well, let's look and see some other opportunities that could be out there. Look at the other side of that coin. And for those really hot button issues that we're experiencing right now about like defund the police, whatever side that you're on, examine the other side. Homelessness, examine the other side. Climate change, examine the other side. Some of these issues are tearing us apart. And I know that that's certainly not a good thing. So what if what you believe to be true is just not? What if everything that you know or you think that you know about that topic that you're holding on so tightly to is wrong? It's totally different. Whatever that topic is, dive into it. Figure out why so many people think opposite or differently than you do. And start talking about it. Start talking about it in a civil and humble way. I think that that is a key to getting us to where it is that we want to go let's use knowledge as power and not as a weapon to win. Let's explore, exercise critical thinking, discover new knowledge, and use it as a tool for building, for helping, for creating, instead of as a hammer for tearing things down. As always, do your part by doing your best.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.